Georgia Supreme Court Leo Frank Appeals Documents, 1913-1914, page 1093, slide. Visible translated text is as follows. That time about half an hour, and then the girl went out. He gave me half a dollar this time. The next time I watched for him and Mr. Dalton, too, somewhere along in the winter time, before Thanksgiving Day, somewhere about the last part of August. Yes, that's somewhere after the winter. This time he spoke to me on the fourth floor in the office. Gordon Bailey was standing there when he spoke to me. He said, I want to put you wise again for today. The lady that came in that day was one who worked on the fourth floor. It was not Miss Daisy Hopkins. A nice-looking lady, kind of slim. She had hair like Mr. Hooper's. She had a green suit of clothes on. When Miss Daisy Hopkins came, she had on a black skirt and white waist the first time. I don't know the name of that lady that works on the fourth floor. Yes, I have seen her lots of times at the factory, but I don't know her name. She went right to Mr. Frank's office, then I went and watched. She stayed about half an hour and came out. Mr. Frank went out the factory and then came back. I stayed there and waited for him. He said, I didn't take out that money. I said, yes, I seed you didn't. He said, that's all right, old boy. I don't want you to say anything to Mr. Herbert or Mr. Darley about what's going on around here. Next time I watched for him was Thanksgiving Day. I met Mr. Frank that morning about 8 o'clock. He said, a lady will be in here in a little while. Me and her are going to chat. I don't want you to do no work. I just want you to watch. In about half an hour, the lady came. I didn't know that lady. She didn't work at the factory. I think I saw her in the factory 2 or 3 nights before Thanksgiving Day in Mr. Frank's office. She was a nice-looking lady. I think she had on black clothes. She was very tall, heavy-built lady. After she came in that Thanksgiving Day morning, I closed the door after she stamped for me to close it. She went upstairs towards Mr. Frank's office. Mr. Frank came out there and stamped, and I closed the door. Mr. Frank said, I'll stamp after this lady comes, and you go and close the door and turn the night latch. That's the first time he told me about the night lock. And he says, if everything is all right, you kick against the door. And I kicked against the door. After an hour and a half, Mr. Frank came down and unlocked the doors and says, everything all right. He then went and looked up the street and told the lady to come on downstairs. After she came down, she said to Mr. Frank, is that the nigger? And Mr. Frank said, yes. And she said, well, does he talk much? And he says, no, he is the best nigger I have even seen. Mr. Frank called me in the office and gave me $1.25. The lady had on a blue skirt with white dots in it and white slippers and white stockings and had a gray tailor-made coat with pieces of velvet on the edges of it. The velvet was black and the cloth of the coat was gray. She had on a black hat with big black feathers. I left a little before 12 o'clock. I didn't see anybody else there that day at the office. The next time I watched was right after Christmas, on a Saturday about the middle of January, somewhere about the first or middle. It was right after New Year, 1 or 2 or 3 or 4 days after. It was on a Saturday. He said a young man and 2 ladies would be coming. That was that Saturday morning at 7:30. I was